happy that Odyssey is your favorite bedtime story.
Can't go to sleep.
Sorry.
Now an exclusive episode from the Odyssey Adventure Club.
Previously on Adventures in Odyssey.
You would not believe how beautiful it is here. I mean, Alaska's always beautiful, at least to me. You're Will Baccarin.
It's been a long time.
Yeah, it sure has.
I also run a ministry called Carry the Cure. We carry a different kind of medicine, the hope of Jesus, to the young boys and girls in our state struggling with depression and despair. Kevin, one of my team members, he's sick and he can't go on the trip. Would you be willing to come in Kevin's place?
Help him tell kids about Jesus? Yes!
We leave tomorrow.
I'm walking up to Lewis Scott, the man who has won the Iditarod race for the last 3 years.
Dad, do you have a minute?
I'm a little busy at the moment.
Logan?
Oh, hi.
You're Lewis Scott's son?
Oh, hey, here comes one of the pilots.
Hi, Wooten. Fancy meeting you here.
Jeff!
Jeff, you there?
Roger, Marty. What's up?
I got a stowaway.
Sorry, Mr. Baccarin.
Logan, what in the world are you doing on our plane?
I'm pretty sure my mom is in one of those villages you're flying to.
I can't turn back now. The weather looks just as bad behind us.
Okay, gents. Tighten those seatbelts. This could get bumpy. No!
How we doing, Jeff?
Visibility is at zero, and my gauges are all over the place. Other than that...
So, in theory, we could crash into a mountain and never even know it? I mean, apart from about 2 seconds of loud crashing sounds followed by the sounds of angels' harps?
That's about it, yes.
Jeff, this is Marty. You there?
Hi, Marty. How's the weather up there?
Bad. It's getting worse. I don't think I can keep us up much longer.
What's your plan?
I can see a small break in the clouds a few miles to the east. I'm adjusting a course for it. Maybe the break will be big enough to show us a soft place to land.
I'll follow you. Tell me your coordinates.
We're at 63 Alpha. Oh!
Marty. Marty, come in.
Yeah, I'm not sure what happened. It's hard to maintain control. I have to land.
I didn't get your coordinates, Marty. Where are you?
We're going down hard. Hold on, Logan.
Marty. Come in, Marty. Come in, Marty. This is Jeff. Over.
Shouldn't we go find him, guys? You know, search and rescue, that sort of thing?
I'd love to, Wooten, but we're not safe yet ourselves. And without a bearing on the location, I have as good a chance of finding them as I do a needle in a haystack.
Oh, that's good. I thought you were going to say it was impossible.
It's getting darker.
Yeah. I'm going to take us higher. Maybe we can get over this mess.
Well, not to complain or anything, Jeff, but do you have to fly in circles to climb higher?
It's safer that way. Grab the oxygen, Will. We're going to need it. These small planes are only equipped to fly at lower altitudes.
So you're saying that if we go too high, we could pass out?
It can happen. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
The plane's getting heavier.
Sorry, that's me. I retain water when I'm stressed.
Ice. It's forming on the wings. There, a gap in the clouds. Right-hand side, down below.
Can you get us through?
I'm sure going to try. Hold on, guys.
Wait. You mean we're going back down?
Yeah. Here we go.
Hey, Wooten!
What happened? Did I fall asleep?
Oh, man, you passed out.
Oh, that's embarrassing.
It's not uncommon.
So what happened while I was being common?
Well, Jeff got us through the clouds. We've leveled off at a lower altitude, and looks like we're not far from Nikolai.
We'll land there until the storm passes through. In the meantime, keep trying to radio Marty. He must be around here somewhere.
Let's hope so. Marty, this is Will. Do you read me? Over. Marty. Come in, Marty.
I have never been so happy to see frozen tundra in my entire life.
Yeah, this is the village we're scheduled to visit at the end of our trip.
Oh, the one with the tribal elder who had the trust issues?
No, the one with the tribal elder who's standing behind you.
Huh? Oh!
I am Chief Tom.
Oh, well, Chief Tom, it's very nice to meet such an esteemed person who we very much want to honor and esteem.
If you're the men who have come to speak to our young people, you arrived early.
Chief, it's an honor to meet you. I'm Will Baccarin. We were flying to Nome for our first event, but the storm forced us to land.
Yes, I heard you flying above.
A second plane was ahead of us.
They had trouble, too. We've lost radio contact. Did you hear or see them?
No, yours is the only plane I've heard today. Perhaps they found another place to land.
Yeah, I hope so.
I radioed air rescue, but they've been grounded until the storm clears.
Well, what can we do?
If we unload the plane, I can search for them.
After the storm passes.
Yes, of course.
But what happens to Marty and Logan in the meantime? We can't sit here while
there's nothing we can do, Wooten.
You would be foolish to search for them now. Almost as foolish as flying in this weather to begin with.
We didn't know the storm would be this bad.
Then you do not know Alaska very well. And this time, it may have cost you.
Is it me, or are these boxes heavier than when we loaded them?
That's the soundboard again, man. You really should ask for help, or you're gonna hurt yourself.
Maybe we should label this box.
That's all of it. I feel so helpless. We've been here for hours and still no word from Marty.
Wait, what's that?
It sounds like a sled team is pulling in.
Yeah, a couple, actually.
One of them might be Logan's dad.
I wouldn't be surprised. He likes to take the lead early and get as far ahead as possible. Yeah, that's him.
Who's gonna tell him about Logan?
Lewis!
Baccarin, what are you doing here? I thought you were flying the Nome.
Yeah, the weather forced us down. You didn't happen to see our other plane, did you?
Nope. Why?
We lost contact with it.
Sorry to hear that.
Lewis, Logan was on the plane.
What? That's impossible.
Now, we talked to him on the radio. He snuck on board. The pilot didn't find out until we hit the storm. By then, it was too late to turn back.
Why would Logan stow away?
Now, he thought his mom was in one of the villages we're supposed to visit.
Incredible. That kid. And you don't know where the plane is? You don't think it crashed, do you?
We don't know, sir.
Well, where were they when you last heard from them?
I'm not exactly sure. I couldn't get their coordinates.
You can point, can't you? Give me a direction. I'm not gonna sit here while my son freezes.
No. Going out would be pointless, Lewis.
It's true. I can tell you about where they were when the radio went to static. But they could be anywhere within a 30-mile radius of that vicinity.
Does Marty have a cell phone? We could try calling him.
Who are you? Oh, the spy.
I tried Marty's cell. The area is too remote to get a signal.
Forget it. I'm an Iditarod musher. I'll find them.
As an Iditarod musher, you know the futility of searching when you have no trail to follow. You will do your son no good if you get lost or hurt as well.
Chief Tom.
Lewis Scott, the champion racer.
Lewis, we'll have a much better chance of finding them when the storm passes.
We?
Yeah. We'll all look for them. And we'll find them, with God's help.
Here, Scott. Eat. Gather your strength.
I'm not hungry.
Once you get out there, there's no telling how long it'll be before you're able to eat again.
What kind of meat is this?
That is not meat. It is muktuk.
Muktuk?
Yeah, whale blubber. This is wonderful, Chief Tom. It's just like the meals my mother made when I was young.
Yeah, it's also like the names I was called when I was a kid.
That bowl has seal oil. It will keep you warm. And that fish is smelt.
Yeah, maybe he just needs a bath. I know what this is. Moose meat?
Oh, I love moose. The best I ever ate was when my friend Mitch went on a first hunt for his grandfather.
For his grandfather?
Yeah, a first hunt is a dedication to the memory of a relative who has passed on. So most of the meat is given away or used in a feast held for others. Sort of a way of teaching the young hunter the native value of sharing. It's an Athabascan clan tradition.
What clan are you from?
I am Klingat. My heritage is from the Eagle Wolf clan.
You are one of us.
My people come from this area. I'm grateful to eat this meal with you, Chief Tom. I brought you gifts to show our respect. Unfortunately, they're in the other plane.
Then I will enjoy them when we find that plane.
Well, we're not going to find it sitting here.
Logan's your son, Mr. Scott. I'm sure you taught him how to survive in the wild.
I'm glad you're sure. If he learned how to survive, it's because he had to. He didn't have parents around to take care of him.
Lewis.
A few days ago, all I could think about was winning the race. You know what I'm thinking about now? The last words Logan heard from me were filled with anger. About his mother.
Do Do you have any idea why he thought his mom was in one of the villages we're visiting?
Oh, he found a letter in my study from her. There was a postmark on the envelope. McGrath.
That's very near here.
Probably 40 miles. It's only accessible by plane.
Logan wanted to come with me on the race. You know, the fool notion that we could find her.
But?
What do you think? I told him I had to stay focused on the race. I didn't need the distraction. So he got angry. Said the race was the only thing I cared about. Not him. Not his mother. There's no way I was going to tell him the truth about her.
And what is the truth?
I know everyone thinks she left because of my drinking, but that's nonsense. I wasn't drinking much then. The truth is, Logan's mother is an addict. That's why she left us. She loved her drugs more than she loved us, and that's why I've kept Logan away from her.
Wooten?
Well, hi, Will.
Hey, man, what are you doing?
Well, at first I was pretending like I came in to label the soundboard box, but I really came to be alone to pray. How about you?
I don't know. I'm stir-crazy like everyone else.
Yeah.
I thought I'd come out to the plane, maybe try radioing Marty again.
I keep thinking about Logan's mother.
You've lived here, Wooten. You know how it is. Between the long, dark nights in winter and the cold and the remoteness, you know, it affects people.
Yeah, I suppose it does.
Then you add the issues of racism and poverty, any number of things, and it's no wonder Native Alaskans struggle with despair. It seems to be included in our heritage.
Yeah, their despair makes me want to despair.
Well, despair is what happens when there's no hope. But you and I know there is hope. And that's why we're doing the Carry the Cure events. Jesus is the only cure for people like Lewis and Logan and his mother. It's the only true hope for healing in our land.
This is CTC-1.
It's the radio.
It's Marty. Get Jeff, would you?
On my way.
Jeff, come in. This is Marty. Over.
Marty, it's Will.
Will, hey, thank God you're okay.
Yeah, we landed safely. Now, what happened, Marty?
Our landing wasn't so easy. The plane's kind of beat up, and so was Logan.
Oh.
He must have hit his head or something. He's unconscious.
Are you okay?
Yeah. Scraped up a bit. We came down close to an abandoned cabin. I carried Logan here, and he's resting for the moment, but he needs a doctor, Will. Soon.
All right, I'll see what I can do.
There is a doctor in a village 20 miles south of us. He comes once a week, but isn't due for a few days.
Now, can we contact him?
By radio, maybe. We're getting him here. Or to that cabin will be difficult.
Did you get the coordinates for where Logan is now?
Yes. The cabin is 30 miles northwest of here.
Mark the location on this map. I'll get my dog's harness. You find the doctor. I'm going to my son.
But what about this storm?
According to the radar, it should clear up in the next 3 or 4 hours.
Air rescue could fly in then.
Marty said finding a place to land will be difficult. The one suitable field has our crashed plane in the middle of it. And getting a helicopter there could take 6 hours or more.
I'll clear a strip for the plane to land. I'm pulling out in 10 minutes.
I'll go with him.
I'll go for the doctor.
In the plane?
The storm's not as heavy in that direction. If you can get to the cabin and clear a landing strip by the time I arrive with the doctor, it'll save a lot of time.
I'll go with you, Jeff.
Eat some seal oil. It will keep you warm.
Okay, but I'll get mine to go. I'm still pretty full of whale blubber.
Baccarin?
Yes, Chief.
You must temper Scott. He's too emotional and could be reckless. I know the way you'll be going. It's a treacherous route. You must take great care.
Nikita, counting on you, girl.
I'm coming with you, Lewis.
No, you're not. You'd slow me down.
I won't. And you'll need help clearing a runway anyway. So, how long do you think it'll take to get there?
You're persistent, aren't you? 2, maybe 3 hours? Depends on whether the snow is as deep along the way as it is here.
How are you holding up?
Fine.
You can't blame yourself for this, Lewis.
What? You know everything, don't you, Baccarin?
It's not hard to read between the lines.
You're a father, right?
Yeah, I am. I have a son and a daughter.
Did you ever do anything to disappoint them?
Of course I have. No one's perfect.
Well, I keep thinking over and over of all the things I should have done for my son. But I didn't. I didn't.
You've done the best you could, haven't you?
Now that's the question, isn't it? Mushing in 30 below for weeks at a time, it's so easy for me. Like second nature. But being a parent? Well, if I make a poor decision during a race, I can compensate for it by running longer days and working harder. When I fail my son,
You feel like you're losing him.
I have lost him!
You're going after him now, Lewis. You're using your skill to save him.
I've taken better care of my dogs than I have my son.
Listen, beating yourself up isn't gonna help anything. If you think you failed Logan, then work to be a better father. Logan's like every kid. He wants to be loved, to know you value him.
Yeah, well, I'm not very good at showing that.
Okay, well then take the discipline you've applied to sledding and apply it to being a good father. But Lewis, that's only part of it.
Oh, yeah, here it comes. Time for a Bible lesson, huh?
Listen, you want to be a good father to your son? Well, becoming a godly father is the best way.
I'm almost done here. If you're coming, grab your gear. If not, leave me alone.
Ready for this flight, Wooten?
Totally. Though a little less drama than the last time would be awesome. Really gotta get that doctor to Logan.
Let's do it.
Coming! Hold your ponies! Oh, hi. What can I do for you?
I'm Jeff. This is Wooten. We've just flown in from Nikolai.
In this weather? Are you nuts?
Well, probably. We're looking for the doctor. I think his name is Charlie or Pardue, or maybe Charlie Pardue, or it might have been Irving.
Come in and warm up. It must be freezing.
Oh, I should eat more seal oil. Or put some fresh batteries in my hand warmers.
Is the doctor here?
No. Why didn't you radio first?
We tried, but couldn't get through.
Well, I hate to tell you this, but Charlie's assisting at the checkpoints for the Iditarod. He won't be back for a few days.
Oh, no.
What's going on?
A plane went down. A boy inside needs medical attention.
How's his condition?
He suffered a head trauma. He's been unconscious most of the time.
I'll get my bag.
Oh, are you a doctor?
A nurse. I'll do what I can until the doctor gets there.
Glacier. This is gonna slow us down.
I remember seeing a glacier on our route.
I tried a shortcut. I didn't think it would take us here. Blast.
We'll have to go around it.
No. That would add hours to the journey. We're going across.
Across? With the dogs? That's kind of dangerous, don't you think?
We're not going back if that's what you're saying. You can set up a tent and wait here if you want. I'm gonna keep going.
No, I'm coming. How do you want to attack this?
Have you done anything like this before?
I've been hiking Alaska since I was little. This isn't my first rodeo.
Okay, I'll lead the way. Probe the ground and make sure we don't fall into a crevasse that's been covered with snow.
Right.
We'll tie ropes to our harnesses. If either of us falls, the other can self-arrest and set up a Z-pulley to get the other out.
What about the dogs?
You'll lead them across.
You want me on the sled?
No, use the 10-foot rope between you and the team.
Okay.
You'll need to spread the weight out, too. Don't let them get too close to you. They'll act as leverage if I happen to fall in.
Let's not find out. Listen, be careful. With all the snow we've gotten, it'd be easy to miss a drop-off. I've seen crevasses so deep that I wondered if they ever ended.
Right.
We'll just take it slow and pray.
You never miss an opportunity to talk about God, do you?
You remember when you said that mushing was second nature to you? My faith is the same for me.
You geared up?
Geared up.
All right. Follow me.
All right.
What are you doing, Wooten?
Oh, I'm texting Penny. I realized I haven't contacted her in a while.
You have a signal up here?
No, but the text will send when I do.
Well, while you've got your head down, you're missing the show outside.
Hmm? What do you mean?
Look.
Huh?
Wow.
I've seen the Northern Lights quite a few times, but they never cease to amaze me.
Yeah, they're like nature's nightlight.
Well, it's been a long time since I've seen them. When I was a kid, I imagined that they were God's way of decorating for Christmas.
The heavens declare the glory of God. The skies sing with the work of his hands.
Wow, that's nice. Is it a poem?
It's from the Bible.
You're religious.
We're Christians.
Oh. I've met a few Christians over the years. They're good people, all in all. But I don't believe in God.
You live here and you see things like the Northern Lights, but don't believe in God?
Yeah, I wouldn't want to confuse an atmospheric phenomenon with God.
We're not supposed to confuse what we see with God, but the heavens declare his glory. What you're seeing points us to God, the Creator.
Yeah, all I see is a light show.
It makes me think of Genesis, when the Spirit of God hovered over darkness and God said, "Let there be light." And there was light.
Huh.
Are we getting close, Jeff?
With this tailwind, it shouldn't be too much longer. Hopefully, Lewis and Will have gotten there and cleared a strip for me to land.
But what if they can't?
Well, then I'll have to land as close to the cabin as I can. But we may have a hike ahead of us.
How you doing, Lewis?
Fine. We need to pick up the pace. We've lost too much time. It's gonna get real cold now that the sky's cleared.
Well, at least we have the lights to guide us.
What lights? Oh, the Borealis. Yeah.
You know, there's a verse in the Bible that I love. It says, "The light shines in the darkness. The darkness has not overcome it."
You're preaching to the wrong man, Baccarin. I'm a lost cause.
I don't believe there is such a thing. Like the verse says, darkness can't extinguish the light. Hey, have you ever been to church?
Not that I can remember. The outdoors have always been the place I go to think.
You know why you do that?
I like being outdoors.
I think it's more than that. I mean, look around. This beauty is an expression of God himself. It shows his power, his holiness. You're drawn to the outdoors because you're drawn to him.
You don't give up, do you?
Not really.
I think we're getting close to the end of the glacier.
Good.
The ground here feels different. We'll make good time when...
Lewis! Lewis!
In Romans 15, the Apostle Paul shares his prayer with fellow Christians. He says, "I pray that God, the source of hope, will fill you with all joy and peace because you trust in him. Then you will overflow with hope through the power of the Holy Spirit." As believers, we know what it means to have hope because we have the promises of Jesus. And as disciples, our hope and joy should be obvious to others, even those who don't believe in him. Like we saw with Wooten and Will in today's adventure, when hope is in short supply, it's an opportunity for Christians to show where hope truly comes from and what believing in Jesus is all about. And it sounds like we're going to need a lot more hope in our next adventure, so don't miss it. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. The Cure, an Odyssey Adventure Club exclusive, was written and directed by Dave Arnold, with sound design by Jonathan Crow and music by John Campbell. Our cast included Jess Harnell, Kith Vandenheuvel, Gary Reed, Keith Silverstein, Tony Amendola, Matt Hurwitz, and Sage Spinney. And I'm Chris. Join us again next time for another Adventure in Odyssey.